on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, as some of you may be aware, since COVID-19, the pandemic, more than 18 Christian colleges, they've shut their doors or announced closure, including some of these: the King's College, Alliance University, Judson College, St. Louis Christian College. And in the meantime, secular colleges are pushing radical ideologies on impressionable students. Faith-based education is really under existential threat. Apex Media Partners, they work with powerhouse institutions like Hillsdale College, Liberty University, equipping Christian colleges with data-driven strategies that build trust, increase engagement, and really prove the lasting value of a faith-integrated education. And speaking with us on the topic today, Van Myler, he's the Vice President of Client Strategy and Growth at Apex Media Partners. The website's apexmedia.com. Hey, Van, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Well, you're so welcome, Steve. Thank you for having me on the program.
Well, as I mentioned in the setup there, you've done a little work with Hillsdale. Can you walk us through some of the work you've done there?
So I think we work with Hillsdale College to try to get out their online, their free online courses. So they've got courses like C.S. Lewis and John Adams and a lot of the classical work, including Genesis and some of the Bible books as well. So what we did with them is we targeted various people that would connect to the university and enroll in their courses. So that would be anybody from really 18 to 70, 80, 90. I mean, anybody can enroll in their online courses. If you want to learn a biblical worldview, if you want to learn about the classics, how our country was founded. So we tested with them, we were able to get 12,000 online students using targeting methods to find out who their best audience would be to enroll in their courses. So we felt that that was very successful. In fact, they're still doing a lot of the TV work that we helped set the stage for.
Oh yeah, and I have to imagine along the way, somewhere in there, I was impacted by the work of Apex, because I knew I was aware of those free courses have shared that with other people. As you mentioned, the history of our nation, you said 18 and up, but I would even say there's homeschool families should be taking advantage of what Hillsdale is doing, thanks to the work at Apex Absolutely. Media sharing that information. How serious? I mentioned earlier this existential threat facing Christian higher education right now. How serious is that threat?
So, Steve, the threat is very real and very serious. This is no longer just a hypothetical conversation. We are already seeing schools close because of financial pressure, enrollment decline, cultural challenges, and growing competition in higher education. Christian colleges face the added challenge of staying faithful, really, really important point, faithful to their mission while proving their relevance and value in a crowded and skeptical environment. This is a defining moment. Schools that communicate their purpose clearly, build trust, and connect with families effectively have an opportunity to survive and grow. But those that fail to do so may struggle to remain viable. So, Steve, to answer your question, the threat is real, and it's happening right now. Christian colleges are not just competing for students. They are fighting to preserve a mission that shapes minds, character, and faith.
Yeah, and you'll know much more about this, having, you know, written on it and what have you. But, you know, I've been for years familiar with the founding of schools like Yale and Princeton and Harvard and I may be wrong on some of those, but I believe maybe all of those have, you know, yes. a Christian background. That's right. And you know, we know where they are now. we know that they're far from that founding principle. Compromise comes in and there's changes slow, and it's almost like a bait, it is out there. And as you mentioned, you know, more recently, there's very intentional things coming from, those universities in way of its attack on Christian morals and values and education.
Although
this has been happening for, you know, probably a couple of hundred years, it's now that we're seeing a drastic change. And, you know, as we see this happening, who do you feel like is really most at risk if these Christian colleges, like the ones, you know, several that have already gone, and colleges like Hillsdale, or I think of Grand Canyon University in the Phoenix area, which I hear great things about. Who's at risk if more of these colleges disappear?
I think the students are the most immediate group at risk, especially those looking for an education where faith is woven into every part of learning and campus life, and families who want an environment that reinforces biblical truth, really important. God is a source of all truth, and moral conviction would have fewer trusted options. But the loss would be much broader than that. Churches, ministries, nonprofits, schools, and communities would all feel the long-term effects. Christian colleges help form future pastors, educators, counselors, nonprofit leaders, and business leaders who carry faith into public life. If those schools disappear, the leadership pipeline weakens, and we don't have salt. We're salt of the earth, Steve. We don't have salt in all those public domains. So the students, to answer your question, Steve, the students are most at risk first, but ultimately the church and the culture are at risk too, because Christian colleges help shape the next generation of future leaders.
Yeah, which is so important and is not an unusual topic on this program as we talk about our next generation and pouring into them the things that we know of the Lord, to see the, we're talking about colleges and universities, but our nation was founded on Christian Judeo principles. We need to prepare those leaders for the next generation. Why does the preservation of Christian higher education, you touched on it a little bit, but matter so much to the next generation? Any more on that?
Yeah, Steve, I think Christian higher education matters because it does more than just transfer knowledge. It forms people. It teaches students that faith and learning belong together, and that truth applies not only to private belief, but how we think, serve, lead, and live, and life decisions. That kind of formation cannot be replicated through content alone. Digital platforms can distribute information, but they cannot fully replace a learning community intentionally built around Christian conviction, mentorship, discipleship, and intellectual development. So in short, Steve, to answer your question, the next generation needs more than information. They need formation. Christian colleges help develop graduates with conviction, resilience, and moral clarity.
Van, you know, one of the things that I've realized again over the years, growing up, you hear things like, you know, Southern Methodist University and other schools whose names you would associate with denominations or Christianity. Can you speak to how important it is for students, and more importantly, maybe parents or grandparents, to dig in and find out what's happening at these schools?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think the difference when you're looking at schools is simply not that Christian colleges include a chapel or theological classes. Their distinctiveness is that they intentionally integrate faith with every area of study and campus life. They see the Christian schools seek both intellect and character. And I think if you're talking about parents and grandparents and digging in, they can do a lot of research online, but they also can go and visit the campus and you can attend classes and you can find out what kind of worldview they have and what they're teaching their children. And I think that's what my parents did. We visited campuses together to find out what's going on. And you can talk to other students from those schools and graduates from those schools and what they've taken away from the school. So we're not, I think too, that parents and grandparents need to realize, this is really important, that we're not just preparing their children for a career. We're also challenging them to think deeply, live faithfully, and lead responsibly. And our culture is, as you know, Steve, so fractured that that kind of whole person education is deeply valuable. So I would say that if you're a parent or you're a grandparent or even a student, really take the time to look at that school, whether it's Southern University or some of these other schools with a Christian name or a denominational name in the middle. I would make sure that there's a biblical worldview at that school.
Yeah. Okay. So we've covered a great deal of just being aware of what education in today's colleges and universities making sure you're aware of their ideology and reaching out to schools that have a great reputation as continuing on in Christian education. In the Christian education realm, can you speak to us some, Van, about the costs associated with, you know, maybe some of the misnomers, maybe some of the things that parents and students are not aware of, things as they prepare for further education that they would consider when it comes to cost?
Well, I think when it comes to cost, I think that a Christian education can be pricey. So it is expensive. However, I would say that Christian colleges are also very generous in their scholarships. So they offer all kinds of ways to reduce the costs. There's just all kinds of ways to finance a Christian education. And I know that a lot of Christian universities have work studies, they have work programs, they have all kinds of things where you can defray the cost. So I think cost is an issue, can be for a family, but I think that the price that you pay for a biblical education and to make, this is really important, is having the biblical worldview to make hard life decisions. And here's the thing about it. When you get out into life, when you graduate from the university, you have to make a lot of hard decisions. You're going to be living on your own and you're going to be making a lot of hard decisions, including marriage and family, where you're going to live and all those things. A biblical worldview helps you to make those decisions. So even though I paid for my Christian education, I did the work studies, I did the scholarships, I didn't have any loans. I didn't have to take down any loans because the Christian colleges helped me defray the cost of that. And I can say unequivocally that coming from a Christian education has helped me. God has helped me through the truth to make hard, tough decisions in life. So that would be my answer to that.
Okay. I mean, and actually what I'm hearing in the midst of that, Van, is, when you start doing the numbers, you may look and think it's pricey. And as you mentioned, scholarships available. But the truth is, we're not just investing in an education. We're investing in a Christian education. As you said, that will prepare young people to make tough decisions throughout life. And really, although it seems like an earthly, temporal investment, it really is an eternal investment.
That's right, Steve. That's a really good way of saying it. It's an eternal investment.
If you've just tuned in, we're visiting with Van Myler. He's the Vice President of Client Strategy and Growth at Apex Media Partners. The website is apexmedia.com. I want to throw it back to you, Van. In the event there was anything else we didn't cover you'd like to share with our audience, and either in regard to the topic at hand, the fight to save a Christian education, or Apex Media particularly.
So I think that, thanks for that, Steve. I think that I want to talk about what is at stake, not only for the future, only the future of certain campuses, but what is at stake, whether future generations will continue to have access to institutions that unite academic excellence with biblical truth. So again, this is about leadership formation, cultural influences, moral grounding, and long-term discipleship. Christian education, higher education, has never just been about degrees. It's always been about developing men and women who are equipped to serve Christ faithfully in every sphere of life. I would say Christian colleges, to parents, to grandparents, to anyone listening out there, Christian colleges are worth fighting for because they do more than educate students. They help form faithful leaders for the church, for the community, for families, and for the next generation.
All right. Well, as I already mentioned, Van, so much appreciate your time. We've been visiting with Van Myler, Vice President of Client Strategy and Growth at Apex Media Partners, apexmedia.com. Van, thanks so much. And open door invite. If ever you have something you'd like to share with our audience, we'd love to hear from you.
Thank you so much, Steve. This has been really enjoyable, and I really enjoyed talking with you this morning.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.